Hi, I'm Rich.
And I'm Jimmy.
And you're listening to
Rich and Jimmy Watch a Film.
So, yeah, happy anniversary, Jimmy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's fucking 12 months doing this, eh?
I like the way you changed it. We were bored of saying 1 year, so you've done 12 months.
12 months. That's a year.
Can you believe we've been doing this for 365 days?
We've done a lap around the sun.
The irony of it is, when you look at a lot of podcast outputs in a year, they smash out nearly like 400 episodes.
Yeah.
We're on, what, 17?
Just like, if you count the specials, which I do, probably cracking about 20, yeah.
Wow, Tizzy Heights. Yeah, calm down, everyone. Right.
We have scaled to the top of the mountain.
So we might as well reminisce a little bit because we've done 365 days, 12 months, 1 year of podcasting, and that's not 3 years, that's just me saying it in a different way.
Yeah, it's not a cumulative.
I'm going to test you now. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer because my brain isn't quick enough for that. I'm going to say a number,
yep.
And you got to tell me which episode that was.
Okay.
7.
Jurassic Park.
I mean, I don't know the answer, so I'll go, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Let me get my phone, mate, and I'll tell you whether I'm right.
Jimmy and his phone.
Just to vamp while I'm getting on the phone, so there's no dead air, no such thing as dead air on the show. What would be your favourite episode? You got a favourite episode? Moment, perhaps?
My favourite episode... I think, looking back on them, and I do listen to them every now and again, I think one that I really like, I like The Goonies. I like it because we didn't have a fucking clue what we were doing. We don't carry on podcasting while one of us is in the kitchen or going to the toilet.
Banging and clanging, yeah.
I mean, I know our prostates are good because the amount of times I've sat with headphones on listening to you piss.
We're fine, mate. Yeah. No barnacles on this fucking boat. I mean, for me, mate, I think favourite episode, Goonies definitely soft spot, but I would say I think the Room for me.
But that's a special film for you anyway, isn't
it? It is definitely. But that episode, when you listen back to it, is just a blast. It's very, very funny, I think, that one. And what was the other one where we got hideously pissed?
Star Wars
is great. It's not content-wise, maybe not the best episode. And I say several falsehoods in that episode, which we'll correct when obviously we do Empire Strikes Back. I'll correct some things then. But that one for me is hilarious. Listen at the end, just how badly we're slurring. And
I really like the fact that halfway through that we say that our friend Rob. Hi, Rob, if you're listening.
G'day, Rob.
We say something like, Rob is going to be so angry at us. And then he listened to it and we got a message and he was really pissed off.
Yeah, and he was like, I want to have some words with you. And then next time I saw him in person at a show, I was like, Rob, hey, man, like, what was the matter? He's like, look, I'll talk to you in a bit about it. He was like, I just got to do something, like, very, like, seriously. He's like, and then we'll catch up. Never did. Never found out. I'm still, to this day, I'm like, everyone I see him, I think, fuck, like, is he going to be friendly? Like, where are we at?
I think it's really funny that we got through that and I don't even remember seeing a lightsaber. You mentioned that there was like a fight. And
yeah.
He said, is that your My Father scene?
No, that's Empire Strikes Back.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
Obi-Wan Darth Vader, nothing. That one was a good one. And was that where I fell off the chair or was that when we did the takeover with...
Shout out to the Opinionated Lushes. Excellent podcast. If you haven't heard of them or ever listened to them, go and listen to them. They are fantastic. Very, very funny. Very, very funny. but yeah, that is the one where you fell off the chair.
I fell off the chair. Yeah.
Actually, doing that takeover with them was really lovely. Like, it was weird because we just do this silly little podcast and they're quite, they're quite prolific in the world of podcasting. Uh-huh. And then they threw us a bone and did the little takeover thing, and thoroughly enjoyed it.
That was the drunkest I've ever been to on a recording with you, because I kept saying the fucking words I wasn't allowed to say. If you haven't seen the show, how it works is there's trigger words that you're not allowed to say, and if you do say it, you've got to do a shot. And I drank near a fucking full bottle of that. What was it? It was like a flavored gin.
Yeah, and it had like sparkles.
Sparkles in it, because it was like Christmassy, and it was meant to look like a snow globe in the bottle. I was so, so pissed, like just nailing those shots. And then, ass over head off the chair. And you're laughing. That's fantastic.
But the beauty of that is the fact that their show is they just drink and talk bollocks. And I think that is a great concept for a film. Because
a film, yeah, make a movie, take it to Hollywood, baby.
Yeah, if you're listening, Opinionated Lashes, take it to Hollywood.
Take it to Hollywood. If anyone remembers or even cares, episode 7 was Terminator 2.
There you go.
Jurassic Park was episode number 9. How about that? Don't say we don't give you good content.
So yeah, this is our anniversary edition. We've gone for potentially the biggest hitter of all time, movie-wise, Jaws. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
No, what a fuck.
We're watching Jaws.
What a, should we read? No, leave it as that, yeah. What a wet fart. Reveal. Jaws.
I sounded like I couldn't give less
give a fuck. Do you want to just go home now? But yeah, no, absolutely. Man, you know, the biggest hitter, the biggest shark, all of it. It's a great film. When was the last, I'm sure you've seen it, so when was the last time that you see it?
I can't even remember the last time I saw Jaws. I've seen, you know, it's one of those films that just sits in your brain, doesn't it?
That's it, man. Like, because years. It's been years. Like, I'm not even sure whether it might have been since, you know, like, even since I've lived in the UK. But, like, with some movies, you know in your mind where the first time or when the first time in your life was that you saw that film. With Jaws, I can't pinpoint that. Like, I know it so well, but, like, it's just, as you say, it's just always been in my head. There's no point where I can say, I remember seeing this when I was 5 or whatever. It's just, you've always known about it, the music and everything, and it's always just been there, like, such a pop culture sort of touchstone.
When I was talking to Eliza, I was packing up. Eliza's my daughter. She's 4. And I was packing up all my equipment to bring round to Jimmy's tonight. And she said, oh, what film are you watching? And I said, oh, we're watching Jaws. It's about a big shark. And I said, it's got a really scary theme tune. And I went, dum, dum. And she went, what, like Baby Shark?
Oh, for fuck's sake, why'd you say that, man? That's all night. That's going to be in my head.
Because that is how the song starts, with the original Jaws theme. So, it does. So yeah, don't get that wonderful little song about Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. No, great. All night, round and round. If anyone's listening, they just gonna be like, fuck. Also, shout out to the guys up around Wembley. The dude who's obviously putting us on at work and just driving around the different boroughs around there. Like, I can see that on the analytics. And it's obviously this one dude who, like, got onto us not too long back, who discovered it. And he's a fan because he went through and listened to every single fucking episode. And you could see just on the day that it was, like, the one listener for the day, but it was in several different locations.
Oh, that's
all around Wembley. So, like, yeah, so that was really cool. Quite scary that I can do that. And if you're listening to this, you'd probably be like, oh, fuck, that's weird. But don't make it weird. Reach out and say hello. It's only weird if you make it.
Yeah. I've always thought it'd be really nice to be sat on a bus and look over someone's shoulder and see that they're listening to us.
Fuck, imagine that, dude. That would be so cool. That would be so cool.
And then just as you're about to tap them on the shoulder and say, oh, yeah, see, you're listening, they sort of delete it and go, what's this fucking shit?
1-star review.
you watch them texting their friends, just because of this absolute wank fest.
Dude, you got to listen to this. These guys are fucking idiots.
Oh, I'll have a look tomorrow while I'm driving around Wembley. I think we're good now.
I think we're pretty good at this.
My psychic ball is telling me that when we record 2012, it might go.
Is only one of your balls psychic?
Yeah. Left one. The right one is a fascist.
He's far right.
Yeah. Right. Well, there you go. What an introduction that is.
Fuck yeah. So here we are. 12 months on. Jaws. Charcuterie.
Oh, do you know what?
Going to be some Gentleman Jack.
Before we go, I do want to shout out one. We got a super fan, haven't we? We've got our friend Fee.
Yeah.
I feel like on our anniversary, it's quite right that we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We shout her out because she's been with us since the start.
Yeah, and always just been so supportive, so lovely, just following, leaving reviews, etc. Yeah, thank you, Fee. And anyone else, if you're just tuning in for the first time, or if you've been listening for yonks and we've been weirdly talking about you and your location and getting slightly more specific as we get better tech.
Is this the end? Is that our anniversary podcast?
Yeah, see you later.
We're not going to watch a film. Why bother?
We're going to watch Jaws, but we're just going to watch it, enjoy it, not record it. This one's just for us. I'm kind of, you know, it's a bit of a task to be recording all the time, so let's just do this one for us.
All right. I'm getting a lot of Jaws, not Jaws, like shark videos appearing on my social media feeds at the moment, and they are getting big.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah.
Massive sharks.
It's fucking terrifying.
People thinking that the Meg is back. That's how big some of these sharks
it's,
are getting.
It's crazy, hey? Like, because the... So, like, the shark in this film, Jaws, the titular Jaws, Mr. Jaws.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, 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 Joe Jaws.
Oh, yeah, it's got a name.
Yeah, Bruce, yeah.
Bruce. Do you know why he's called Bruce?
It's named after Steven Spielberg's lawyer.
And do you know what another shark called Bruce?
Yeah, Nemo.
There we go.
It's got, and like...
There's all my facts.
It's got to... Because, like, you know, when I was reading about that, everything I read about that, it was, you know, people don't say it definitely was named as the homage, but, like, it has to be.
Well, I mean,
it's got to be.
Bruce,
it has to be, right? You know, yeah. Barry Humphrey's doing the voice as well. What a ledge.
I met him once.
Yeah.
I've got a signed pair of Dame Edna Everidge glasses.
That's really fucking cool.
It is cool. I don't know where they are, but it's still cool.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, yeah, the mechanical shark in this, 25 foot long, which I'm pretty sure as well, you know, they say in the movie, oh, it's 25 feet, which is fucking insane how big of a shark that is. That is actually, though, only about 3 feet longer than the biggest great white that's ever been, like, verified, which is terrifying.
I mean, it's big, isn't it?
That's fucking insane, man.
I love sharks.
Me too. They're fucking awesome animals, man. Like, you know, been around since the dinosaurs, just still surviving, just pure killing machines. Like,
I was really surprised when I found out that Jaws is still voted one of the scariest films of all time.
Yeah.
My memory of it is it's a fun little shark film, but then I'm really intrigued to watch it again because I'm thinking I'm going to get really scared by it.
And it's so great as well that, you know, in the way that, like, the tension of it, obviously there's the score and everything. But yeah, exactly. Like, but the tension as well, so much of it is because you never see the shark until the end, and the things they use are so effective. And it was because of the shark looked a bit fake, and it was, you know, obviously it's famously plagued by so many production issues as well. So they had to come up with these really creative ways of having the shark but not showing it. Like, you know, at the end there's the barrels that they harpoon into it, and the barrels always moving around, things like that. That should have been the shark.
It
works so well.
I think I've read that it takes an hour and 21 minutes before anyone sees a shark, and it's a 2-hour film.
Yeah, yeah, like properly, yeah. Yep, that's probably right.
Because I know you, Jimmy, was very proud because he's actually done 3 pages of research on this. So he is going to bore you to death.
I've got my tablet here with them all written out, and I'll just be pulling them out as we go along.
And every time I try and come up with one, he'll already know it.
Yeah. You were asking me, you were like, do you know this? And I was like, yeah.
But it's, for the sake of the podcast, you can say, no, Rich.
Oh, that's fascinating, Rich.
Yeah. I'm going to know something you don't know about.
Oh, for sure. Of course, man. Mate, you know tons of stuff I don't know, just in general. Do you know what the budget for this was?
Yes. But I'll let you say it
because
it's your facts.
Thanks.
That's how this should work.
That's how it should work? Okay. Yeah, so it was $9 million in 1975. It was meant to be 7, ballooned out to $9 million. And I was like, wonder what that would be in, like, today dollars. So I got the old inflation calculator out.
Jimmy and his inflation calculator.
Yeah, man. Checked it out. It was...
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. I can't remember off the top of my head.
You're going to have to edit this.
No, I'm going to I'm going to leave this in, Jimmy, because anything I know, I now know. I'm not.
You've got it committed to memory. Yeah. You're a better man than me, Rich. You're a better man than me.
Right, I'm going to make a guess. I reckon it's going to be about 75 million.
Yeah, you're close. 51 million in today's money.
Well,
And Steven Spielberg shitting himself the whole time he was making it because he thought he was going to lose his job because of how badly it was going. And he was like the fourth director they picked. It made $476 million in 1975.
Bloody hell.
I put this into the inflation calculator.
Jimmy's inflation calculator.
So I had to put this in twice, right? I used another inflation calculator because I didn't believe it.
Is that because of your big fat sausage ring?
Yeah.
You can press it twice.
I have a dialing wand now, a little chopstick that helps me push them. And I ever thought that's way too much when I got this. So I used another one. It was the same. Then I Googled it to see if other people had done the same thing. Found people saying the same number. In today's money, mate, the worldwide gross for Jaws was $2.7 billion.
Fuck.
Fucking right. Off 51 million in today's money, they made $2.7 billion.
That's madness.
That's fucking insane, man.
Yeah.
That amount of money. Like, that is absolutely crazy. And, you know, obviously, famously, the first like summer blockbuster, the very first one.
That's never won before it.
No, no, no. Well, that was the first film to cross $100 million.
Is that on your little tablet? Is it? Yeah. Can we have a look at that?
Yeah, give it.
No, I'm just gonna put it down here. I'm gonna hide it from you.
Leave it with me. I got some good stuff on there. But yeah, no, it's absolutely insane the money they made off this, how successful it was. But rightfully so, it's a great movie.
What's your favourite fact, Jimmy? Whilst we might as well get a lot of, this is quite a nice little yeah, section.
It is.
And it's recording, so that's always handy.
Favourite one, the shark that they catch that they think is Jaws and that they hang up on the docks is a real shark. And because of where they filmed this at Martha's Vineyard, there aren't really any sharks. They had to get one transported from Florida on just via a truck. So by the time it got there, it was just rotted. And then they hung it up by the tail and all the fucking guts dislodged from it, and but got caught in the back of the throat of the shark and didn't come out. But everyone just had to stand around it to film these scenes in the sun
of this rotted shark.
And it's... I really like that these poor pricks had to do it.
Well, I like the idea now that if you look... When we watch it now, I wonder if there's any tells... Whether there's some
people... I'm keen, hey, yeah. Yeah, people just like with their mouths shut, like... yeah, just... There's a really horrible part as well that I learned about this, where there's crabs, there's like a shot of some crabs scuttling on the beach at the beginning when the woman's killed, when her body washes up, and they needed them to move, and the crabs weren't really moving, so one of the production assistants just went and got a fucking pot of boiling coffee and just tipped it on them to get them to run around. That's really fucked up.
Well, I mean, times were different back then.
Oh, for sure. They? No, absolutely. But yeah, no, it's just, I don't know, surely you could have done something better than that.
I did find out, like, because they filmed it in Martha's Vineyard, they weren't allowed to build any set.
Yeah.
Apart from, like, his shed or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Watchtower, I don't know, something. I didn't put it on my iPad, so I wouldn't know, but... I think that's quite cool. I mean, that would have saved some money on a budget, wouldn't
it? For sure, for sure. And there's a guy in Martha's Vineyard who was like basically Quint, the old captain, in the film, who's like the shark hunter, you know, scratching the Robert Shaw's character. Robert Shaw based his performance off this guy in Martha's Vineyard because basically he was fucking really against them coming to film because they were closing docks and everything off. And when they were painting boats and everything for the film, the spray off that was getting onto his boats.
Oh, that's unfair.
And he was really getting the shits, but then he just saw how hapless they were at trying to film on the ocean. And you know, Steven Spielberg's in like his mid-20s, I think, when he made this, and it's like his sort of first big feature. What a fucking overachieving prick.
I think you should just retract that. I don't call him a prick.
No, what an overachiever though, fucking, like, honestly, to make this in your mid-20s, it's bonkers.
Cunt, maybe.
And so, yeah, and this really old gruff sea captain was just what, and how hapless they were. And he ended up really helping them with how to work on the waters. And he was a proper gruff old sea captain. So Robert Shaw based the character on him. And he got paid very handsomely for it, as I read. But he never gets, the old guy never got any kind of formal credit. Like,
I got one more fact. Did you know it's got a shark in it? Yeah.
What kind of shark?
Big one. Really, really big one.
It's real big.
How have we managed to do a year of this? You're just boring me.
Let me get my tablet out. I think there were some facts that I missed.
Go on, then. Jimmy's boring fact. Did you know it involved a shark?
What we are dealing with here is a perfect engine. An eating machine. A great white shark. A stake to claim in the waters off Amity Island. You yell Barracuda.
Everybody says, huh?
What? You yell shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
This shark, swallow you whole.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Hit me with some chat and some takes, Rich, on Jaws.
On Jaws? Well, my take on Jaws, you can't take away the fact that it's still got it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Which, also, as well, I'd like to point out, you, historically, when we do watch older films, you often point out to that for you, the films don't have them, like, don't have it anymore. Like the older ones, unless it's a nostalgia thing, absolutely. which we've you know, talked to death about the fact of the power of nostalgia, etc. So it's very interesting to me that with this one that you say that this has still got it.
Well, I'll tell you why, because older films relied on like the technology of the times,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the time, like the CGI or the effects. This is old school. This is why horror stands up. This is why old horror is still amazing now.
Yep.
Because what it relies on is our inherent fears.
Yeah.
And this film, Jaws, is shit when you see the shark.
Yeah.
But when you don't see the shark,
yep.
all of those tense moments
yep.
will always be tense moments. Because you can't not find them tense.
Yeah, it's theatre of the mind, isn't it?
100 years from now, you sit someone in a room and put Jaws on, they will get tense.
Yep.
They see the shark, they will laugh. They'll hear that cheerful John Williams music and it will kill the tension.
It's such a bizarre choice.
It's so weird.
It's such a bizarre choice.
But it is brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
He was 20 fucking six.
God. Jesus. And again, that the shot of Brody on the beach when the boy gets attacked, that Jaws shot, like as you said, the pull and zoom, that is incredible. And that it was the inverse of what Alfred Hitchcock used in Vertigo to give the sense of unbalance, where they would zoom out but pull the camera in, whereas this one pulled the camera out and they did it in the inverse.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was the first time that they sort of done it in a big film. And it, again, like I said, it's such a quick shot, but it's probably the shot from Jaws that everyone knows. That one of just... And it is that thing of just you watch it and you get that instinctual feeling in your stomach of, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's brilliant.
So, you know, in summary, like, Jaws is Jaws. It will always be Jaws. It will always be tense. And it's a great film.
Absolutely. I would go almost to say that it's near perfect. There's definitely the critiques that you can make looking at it through a modern lens, but like you said, as the sum of its parts from that period of time, it's fucking damn near perfect, yeah. man. Like, and the performances, you know, like we were saying about the actual true on-set animosity between Richard Dreyfuss and Robert Shaw that just made those incredible performances. It's so fucking good. Like, you can really feel that niggling sort of anger between the two of them when they're giving shit to each other. And there's even just little moments where it's just little looks, little asides that they share with each other that just adds, just constantly adding. Yeah, no, for me, man, it's damn near a perfect film. I really enjoyed that. And like you said, with the tension, several times in the film, watching it, even sitting here taking the piss with you, getting a knot in the stomach at different points because it's filmed so well, and when the music is right for the scene, it really hits you perfectly. Like, quick shout out to someone who slipped into the DMs on this episode.
Holy shit, someone has actually slipped into the DMs.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me guess, it's one of our friends.
Outstanding person and friend of the show, Kate Bromage. Thank you very much for wishing us a happy anniversary, and also fishing for an invite to be a guest. Not to spoil anything, you were quite high on the list, but the fact that you're asking, you've actually been bumped down several pegs now.
No, so. Fuck it, let's give her a ring.
Give her a ring. You know what, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well done.
Hello.
Hello, Kate Bromage. You're live on Rich and Jimmy Watch Your Film. Please do swear.
Oh my god, this is a fucking dream come true.
Welcome to the show.
I did that. I swore.
I like it. I like it. We got your direct message.
I slipped into your DMs.
You did.
As you did. Well done. Well done.
I always thought that was a sexy thing, but apparently, like, it can just be if you just want to say hello. So, hello.
I just want to say hello and tell you how much I love your podcast.
Oh, stop you. You're on a train.
I am on a train, yeah. I'm back from work drinks.
Work drinks.
First time getting it, yeah.
Ooh, she's got a job. Check this out. I always thought our listeners were, like, homeless.
Like us.
What you said that you would like to guest on our podcast, Kate Bromage.
I'd love
to. What film would you bring to the table and why?
Have you done the Labyrinth yet? I don't think you have.
We have. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, that was the last episode we released.
You haven't done the Labyrinth?
Yes, last episode we released.
Oh my God, I blanked it out of my memory because I wanted you to invite me so much since I haven't. So,
this is awkward.
So we did Jaws tonight. What's your take on Jaws?
So, guys, recently, I became a follower of TikTok, and for some reason, recently, they really like to serve me up the shark paraphernalia, so I get a lot of shark videos coming up, and I'm terrified of sharks, but also fascinated, because in year nine, I did a whole debate in our debate competition about how sharks don't mean to eat us, and I came second. So I love them and hate them at the same time. So Jaws, to me, is both a fascinating film, but also terrifying. And whenever I go swimming in the sea, I need to make sure someone is a little bit further out than me, so if a shark was to attack...
Yep, absolutely.
Safe. When you were watching it, did you have your feet tucked in on the sofa, even though you knew you were in water and you're very safe? Did you still tuck your feet up just in case?
Can I just point out, I'm sat on a camp chair in Jimmy's kitchen, so the fact that there's a sofa mentioned, that's a luxury we can't afford.
Well, on the camp chair, did you still not want your feet to be on the floor, even though there's no water anywhere near? Did you find yourself like putting your feet up every time a shark was mentioned?
No, I think what it is because I know I'm in Jimmy's kitchen, I know there's no sharks, so I wasn't scared.
I went to see a shark film. It was the one, what was the Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah.
When I went to see that at the cinema, and I had my feet up on the cinema chair, even though I knew there was no water, I was still convinced my feet could get nibbled on by a shark.
Well, real Kate, we will get you on a show in the near future, and it will be a horrific horror that will scare you.
Yeah.
But we'll and I won't sleep again.
No, it doesn't matter. Sleep's overrated. Do you know, scientifically, they found out that the human body doesn't actually need to sleep. There's no reason why we do.
Perfect. Bring on that horror then.
It's going to be horrible. Well, I hope you have a safe journey home. Are you nearly home now? Do you want to stay on the phone till you're home?
I'm good. 20 minutes. I'll tuck my feet in just in case the sharks nibble on my ankles and I'll be fine.
Famously, they do like sitting on trains. Well, thank you so much for loving our podcast and listening to that Labyrinth episode.
Yeah.
You can edit out the bit where I didn't realise you'd done Labyrinth.
Absolutely not going to edit. What was your favourite episode that we've done, seeing as this is our 1 year anniversary?
Well, my favourite film is The Princess Bride, so obviously you did The Princess Bride.
Yeah,
you had Veronica on. I was devastated you didn't ask me, but it's fine.
Well, safe journey home, Kate. We love you.
Thanks, guys. Love you, Kate. Bye.
Thanks
for
coming on.
We are at the end now of our anniversary edition of Rich and Jimmy Watch a Film.
Mm-hmm.
We've just watched Jaws. We have got a back catalogue. It's not extensive, but, you know, dip in.
Quality over quantity.
I mean, I wouldn't even go that far.
Come on, then. We've got to sell it.
You know what? There are a couple of absolute fucking brilliant episodes.
Absolutely,
there's
man.
There's some trash out there. Like, yeah. Absolute shite.
Yeah, for sure, man. But you know what? There's value in them anyway, man. Like,
I didn't mean us.
Yeah.
I just mean this shite out there.
Other sorry.
Other podcasts are shite.
I like, see what you're saying.
We've only got 20. We've done well.
And, you know, I'm certain we've said it before. You know, we're two just self-produced, self-promoted lads in South London just doing this because we love it, and I think we've done well.
South Londoners doing a podcast. You never get that, do you?
Nah, imagine. Two straight white guys fucking doing a film podcast. What an original thought.
let me tell you about my life. So thank you so much for listening again.
Yes.
As always, it's been an absolute blast.
The quote.
Oh, fuck. Well, I mean, there's only one.
Keep on getting a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, keep on getting a bigger boat.
Apparently, because that was my fact. And
you're going to need a bigger boat.
I don't want a bigger boat. I haven't got a boat. Yeah. How can I have a bigger boat if I haven't got one?
Mate, they say there's the two happiest times in a man's life are the day he buys a boat and the day he sells it.
Okay. Do they?
Yeah, apparently, mate.
Right, well, I'll tell you what the quote is going to be for me.
Go.
Shark. That bit where they're on the beach and they point and they go, shark. So keep on shouting shark when you see a shark.
Yeah, please. Yeah, yeah. Actually, help people around you. Don't end up like Rich with a shark bite. And
yeah, fucking right.
And also as well, if you're going to watch Jaws with a friend, especially if you're recording a podcast and you've actually been attacked by a shark, don't wait until an hour and 20 minutes in before you fucking mention that fact.
But ironically, an hour and 20 minutes is how long it took us to see the shark in the film. So there we go.
Thematic.
You know, there we go. We can never say goodbye, can we? We always just
saying talking. Goodbye is so hard, man.
It is, isn't it? It's so hard.
I'll tell you what else is so hard.
Yes, Jimmy, what?
Algebra. Thanks for following along and being here with us. We'll be back. We're now back on the regularly scheduled programming.
When we can be fucked.
When we can be fucked.
Bye.
Adios.